Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
From the Fifth Quarter Studio in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to High School Hoops with your hosts, Steve Collins and Jake Steger.
I can stop sharing my screen, Rara.
What'd you say?
I can stop sharing my screen.
Oh, yeah. I'm going, something happened. So we had just finished something and Coach was sharing a screen with me. And then all of a sudden it's just like zoomed out on my, it's like, what happened? He stopped sharing the screen. Okay. Before we jump in today, we're going to talk about things that you look for in a point guard and developing a point guard. Which I think is an important thing. It's one of those key components to building any great team is having a great point guard. So we thought that would be a good thing, especially for those of you that are kind of getting into your season. But before we do that, give a big shout out to our two sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish, the number one shooting machine on the market. If you have not bought one, if you have not called them, if you have not told them you heard them about them from me, then you need to call them, tell them, Dr. Dish, hey, man, you rock. I heard Coach Collins and Teach Hoops and Coach Unplugged and High School Hoops and all those places. I hear about it. Because I'm sure we're working on whether they're going to be sponsors next year. So do that. Mention Coach Unplugged. You get $350 off. Best deal discount you can find out there. Also, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. Coach and I are bored. We want to help you become better basketball coaches. I'm not coaching right now. I'm dealing with my guys, but I'm not coaching. I have time. I have energy. I was telling Coach before we got on, I think it's up to 5,000 Christmas lights outside my house. My wife is worried about me, basically, in many ways, but she's worried that I'm putting all of my energy into the Christmas lights.
Well, I will start worrying about you when your wife doesn't worry about you anymore.
That's true. Yes, she's a psychologist, so she knows. But anyway,
that's a great. I like your shirt you got on today, Coach.
I have a Final Four, the Virginia.
Yeah, it's funny. I'm actually reading that book you bought me that one time. The that's a really good book. And it talks about the Final Four game with Bennett and the Texas Tech. You were actually at a very.
I was
good
at that game. That was a great. That's good.
You were very lucky.
That's when people got to go to games in Coliseums. I know.
You are so – that
I
was
so lucky. I'm so lucky I got to do it with my son. That was awesome.
Sorry, that's a little off tangent, but I was just thinking about that, and I'm like, oh, my God, Coach was there. I was like, that's awesome.
I know. I mean, we're going to – him and I are going to go again at some point, but I don't know when. Not Minneapolis, obviously. all right, so point guards. You want to go first? You want me to go first?
I think that you should go first because you're the one that initiated the topic.
So and I'll kind of chime in. Things that I look for in a point guard. They must be unselfish. Okay. So it's greater than me. So they have to be unselfish. They have to know time, score, possession. So in a sense, they got to be a general on the floor. So unselfish, general. They have to, and this is one people don't think about. I think they have to really be a defensive leader. You're thinking point guard, guy handling the ball. Yes. But I think your tempo and everything on the defensive end starts with the point guard. Obviously the ball's in their hands, but I think the defensive, all my great teams had great point guards, but also had point guards that were defensive, that they took the, they took pride in that defense. You know, they have to understand. So this goes back to being kind of the coach on the floor. They have to understand team dynamics. They have to be the coach on the floor. They have to be the leader in the locker room. They have to understand that John can be yelled at, but Sam can't be. Like, and that's a hard concept for a 16 to 18 year old high school player. And probably my last one for a point guard is they set the tone. They set the tone in practice. They set the tone in the locker room. They set the tone. If you have an intense point guard, watch out, man. I can fill the other pieces. Obviously, you got to rebound and do those things. But it all starts there, I think. All right. What about you, Coach?
Are we talking about
– did I take all your – did I take all yours?
No, I just think that, you know, you're talking about – I think that if you – developing a point guard – I think a really good point guard is a point guard that not only can be unselfish, but also has the ability to take over a game. If you're looking to have the ideal point guard.
And score, yes.
And
yes.
Score. So what I'm saying is that in an ideal world, not are you always going to have both. But then, you know, if you could have – ideally, you want to be to have the unselfish point guard. That's number one, okay?
Right.
But in a perfect world, if you got a point guard that could score – things are really good. That's that second phase. So when developing, hey, I got this really unselfish player. You know, what can I do to develop his offensive skills, or how can I enhance it and use that? So that was one thing that I had down. Has the ability to handle pressure. Got to be able to handle pressure.
Okay.
This one you might think it's crazy, but is responsible on and off the court. Because if that player is ineligible, that player makes a dumb decision, right? He is probably the biggest piece of your offense because everything right. goes through him or her.
Right. If she's not doing school or he's not doing school, the trickle-down effect, like if I lose my three-man, obviously the three-man's an all-state, it's different. But if you lose your point guard, yeah, that's hard. That was
the other thing I just said. It's developing a point guard as somebody that is going to be responsible that you can trust. And we're talking about responsible not only on the court but off the court as well.
Yep.
And so I think that responsibility factor is really huge in the high school basketball world because, you know, you talked about all those things. You know, they set the tone on defense. They set the tone on offense. They're the communicator, all that. Well, if they're not being responsible off the court, all those things that you invested in that player are gone.
Right.
So that was that would be my last thing because a lot of times basketball people think it's X's and O's. Again,
yeah, and don't get me wrong, they control tempo, they do right. the X's and O's, they got to be the general. All that stuff is true, but I think this is some stuff that I think people don't think about, like you know that what you just said there and what I'm saying about the defensive lead. I think those are some things that people don't necessarily think about in terms of the entire player. And to be honest with you, the game's changed. The point guard, you might have three point guards on the floor.
Right.
So, because the game's changed a little bit, you know, the true one, the true two, the true three, all that kind of stuff has shifted, which is good for the game, I think.
I think that eliminates that problem that we just talked about. When we funnel all the responsibilities on one player, then yes. your dynamic of your team changes so quickly. So, one thing that I like about the evolution of the game is that eliminating that one player being the general of everything
right.
and holding that responsibility as a whole, like a collective thing. So, you know, that's kind of the talk of is like you notice that if you're going to put all of your collective responsibility on one player, what happens if their best player breaks his, you know, tears his knee up or whatever?
Right.
So, you got to think about, you know, the evolution of the game. And that retrospect is really good for you guys as coaches to constantly have that share piece.
Yep, that share is huge.
Yep.
All right, thanks, Coach. Have a good go buy some holiday presents. Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
Sounds good.
Bye.
All right. Bye. Sports Social
Podcast Network. Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.